proclamation number 4994 dated the November 5th, 1950. The father's concern for his children. You children of this earth are my problem children, for you go your own way and don't feel drawn to the father nor listen to the father's voice which lovingly wants to regain you. The path you take leads far away from the goal, and thus I worry about you because I know where this path is leading to. Yet as my children you also have free will or you could not be my children. Free will is part of the state of perfection which you initially enjoyed, therefore I cannot forcibly bring you back to me but only ever give you love which, once it touches your heart, will drive you back to me. But how often do you humans prolong your time of separation from me yourselves? And how often do you even exceed your appointed redemption period? And then you once again will have to expect an agonizing state which, however, is not imposed on you by my wrath but by my love so that you will attain the goal. Once again you humans face a turning point, the end of a period of time which was granted to you for salvation. I get increasingly more concerned about you since the short time left to you could still be used to help redeem you. You can still be released from the oppressive constraint if you would want it yourselves, if you would commend yourselves to my guidance without resistance. The time of grace will expire soon, the result of your resistance will soon make itself known, and you will have to bear the consequences of having made your own way without listening to the Father's voice. It clearly speaks to everyone. For I speak to you through all happenings, your whole earthly fate is the expression of my love. Suffering, hardship and sorrow are words of love from me to you to remind you that you are my children who separated from the Father and should find their way back to me again. And only something that inwardly stirs and discourages you drives you back to me, with whom you will find protection and help in every adversity. You have to come to me yourselves, just as you separated from me yourselves. And for this reason suffering and hardship will increase until the end, since they are the only means which can still result in success, since you don't listen to my gentle words of love in your heart and since my affectionate persuasion remains ineffective. You traveled a long way until you became human beings. Don't let this path have been traveled in vain. Take advantage of your last available opportunities to make the decision in the state of free will with which you will become your father's true children again. Don't let your short remaining time pass by without changing your will, that is, without turning it in the direction where most faithful fatherly love waits for you. Time flies and you are approaching a dreadful fate if you remain opposed and don't find your way back to me, for my plan has been predetermined since eternity. A new period of salvation will start because everything has to take the path of higher development, so that all of my love's children will get the opportunity to come close to me if they own free will, to return to the Father's house which they had once voluntarily abandoned. Amen.